Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One is a football guy obsessed with the Pats and their QB.
Brady can play till he's 50. Changed my mind.
The other, a basketball guy who truly bleeds green.
But goddamn, the one thing that I love to do is sit down and watch the Boston Celtics at the end of the day.
Together, they make for a perfectly imperfect pair of Boston sports superfans.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
It's the Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Let's continue this theme. You're on the injury report. Tom versus toe. How's your toe?
That might be the first time my toe's ever been on the injury report. So, you know, us Patriots, we're pretty diligent about listing everything. So I guess we have to make mention of my toe now as well.
All right. How about your elbow? Tom versus elbow. How's the elbow this week?
Isn't there some HIPAA violation or something like that when I start talking about all my injuries?
You're allowed to talk about yourself. It's everybody else who can't disclose it.
I know. Well, I'm doing pretty good. At this time of the year, I'll take it. I'll take anything, but if I'm still able to go out there and feel like I can play my best. So I'm feeling really good, really positive about this week, and we've got a really great challenge ahead of us with Kansas City coming to town, and hopefully we can go out there and have a great performance.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Tom, not really sure if you're into leisure sports, but this next softball brought to you by Macy's. How about Tom versus elbow? Tom versus ankle.
You hear that, though? He's downright giddy.
And how about whenever you hear that upbeat, like, canned laughter? Listen, I mean, like, it's like in Batman. Remember, like, when the Smilex gas would kill people or whatever, and they would just hear the Joker's laugh going on and on and on? Drew, you should honestly, can you loop that for a minute and just the last minute of the show, we do our picks and tease the SEC championship just with that? I want that as my new backbeat, or I want that as my ringtone.
That's got to be a ringtone right there.
Look at that.
It's so bad, but it's a fake laugh if I ever heard of it. I mean,
I can't take it anymore. Eight's enough.
Why is he so damn positive with this? Like, why is Tom Brady miserable all year with us, right? Like, all year with the local media.
Not always. He's been good with us.
No, he's been pretty good with you guys. Right. But I'm talking about this is almost like, I don't know, it's almost fake. It almost sounds, it sounds fraudulent. It sounds forced. It doesn't sound natural. He's trying too hard to be that super positive guy. Or, Fitzy, is it that he tossed three touchdowns in a meaningless loss last week?
I mean, please. It's like some people that were crazy enough to go on the radio in this town and say in a certain game, I called it the Bradio. At times, that's what this is a Bradio station. That's all it is this afternoon.
3 hours of Bradio with Gilroy and Fitzy.
I've lost my friggin' mind today. Maybe it's the lack of sleep and running in the 20-degree temperatures to make some money for Greg Hill Foundation and celebrate the holidays. Great job, guys. I heard some people in this town, believe it or not, posture, Gilroy, that Brady tried to run a number of quarterback sneaks in games so that, like, that game, I think it was against the Giants where he had the two QB sneaks.
Yep.
And he became the oldest player in NFL history to run for two touchdowns in a game. That was done so that he had a different kind of NFL record that could be celebrated in Canton, that could be memorialized at the Patriot Place Hall of Fame, brought to you by Raytheon, and of course Macy's, Tom. And best of all, would look real good in the Hall of Brady when you walk into TB12, opening in downtown Boston, now open at One Patriot Place, and soon to be in every major market all across this fractured United States of America.
Hey, I'm actually glad you said that. We'll get to these calls in 1 second. But what happens if Tom Brady plays elsewhere next year? What happens to...
I'll buy the Brady 12 Dolphins jersey.
What happens at Patriot Place? What happens to the TB12 Center? What happens to all... Do they temporarily shut it down for the year?
It crumbles.
It must, right? I mean,
what's going to happen? Is it going to be like in... You know, like when you see it like in the terrible Justice... Actually, kind of like over-criticized Justice League movie where like, you know, like... Like the Superman statue, like they wrote like false idol and all this stuff all over it. Like when he supposedly died fighting Doomsday or whatever else. Like, are people going to like deface the TB12? Are people going to stop going there because they're going to be so mad at? How could you leave? Like, look what he's done for you people. He could do anything. He could do like the Hollywood Hulk Hogan heel turn, and you should damn well be appreciative of everything he's done. And while still rooting for your team because you're a Pats fan for life, ride or die. Of course you'd have to back pocket love him. I guarantee you. There were San Francisco 49ers fans who cried into their overpriced Mission Street burrito and their $10 cups of coffee for a few days and then went out and probably got themselves Montana 19 jerseys and Chiefs colors back 20-something years ago.
I mean, I think I said it to start the show here today, but I mean, I've got a Paul Pierce Brooklyn Nets jersey and a Paul Pierce Washington jersey. It's because I'm a fan of the player.
Now, do you use those? Do you like put hot pots down on those? Are they hung up in your fan cave?
I've got a fan cave.
Do they line the dog bed now? Or
not in the dog? No, I've got a fan cave, and I proudly hang them there. I mean, look, I'm a fan of the Celtics.
Oh, you live in New Hampshire. You've got tons of room.
I have lots of space up there, but above my 2-car garage is a room that we built.
Well, that's an odd flex for a Saturday. I got a 2-car garage. Well, it's a Mr. Big Candy over here.
I don't care about the size of the garage, the lower half that holds the cars. I care about my space that is above those two cars, because my wife wouldn't allow me to put all my stuff up in the house, right? So when we bought the house, there was a partially finished room above the garage, mm-hmm. and I learned how to finish the room through the magic of YouTube, and it took me a year, but I did it. And now
and that's your project, and you're all the prouder of it,
that's
right?
Absolutely. But I've got a giant TV up there, a pool table up there, a bar, and all my Paul Pierce jerseys.
Well, allow me to stitch your momentary... residential fixer-upper, like you just went Chip and Joanna on us right there for a moment, and allow me to stitch that back to what we're talking about here. Hey, Jacoby Myers. Hey, N'Keal Harry. Hey, Matt Lacoste. Hey, Izzo. Be more like Patrick Gilroy. See that unfinished room over the 2-car garage. Don't expect it to be done for you. Don't hire someone else to do it. Put in the work. Learn the playbook and turn that unfinished room above your personal 2-car garage that is catching passes from Tom Brady into a functioning fan cave, or at least a first down and maybe a touchdown tomorrow.
It is Sports Radio WEI. It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy.
It
is the Oddballs. I feel like we're going off the rails here in the third hour.
Can we make that downloadable on WEI.com? Is like Bradford or someone listening, like, can we just have a little button? You know, like there's like sadtrombone.com, or like you can go to places and just hit a button. You can go to like, there's Prices Right. There's a website that's dedicated to like, you can just press the button and the sad losing Prices Right horns will play.
Yeah.
We need the Tom Brady, we need the scratchy laugh. Can we buy scratchylaugh.com or Brady?
It's probably available. Let's try to do it.
Somebody out there, if you do it, you're good for a t-shirt and a beer from Fitzy. You're welcome.
All right, let's grab another call here. Let's go to Steve. Steve's in Billerica. Steve, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Steve?
My opinion is pretty obvious what's going to happen with Brady next year. But first, you know, the first part of Brady's career, he's dealt with a constant revolving door of receivers. Obviously, like 70 or 80 different receivers with touchdown pass, whatever. And like the last 5 or 6 years, he has literally carried this team to the finish line with average average rosters at the end of his 30s. Now, last year, starting his 40s, it's arguably one of the worst defenses he's had to date that he's had to deal with last year in his 40s. And now this year, 1 year later, he's 42, and it is less talented. I mean, that's pretty tough to deal with. So if you think about it, Brady should have just a little bit more of an offensive turn, little bit more turnkey of an offense, if you ask me.
All right, so what is it, Steve? What is it? You say he's struggled with the rotating cast of characters, that he has struggled with having to it's not been as fair, or they haven't been as productive because of the fact there's been such turnover on offense. So would you have rather? Well, they tried to, I mean, they probably expected Gronk to come back, and that burned him, obviously, in the back end. You talking about holding on to Amendola through his fragility in the later years? I would have tried everything I could have maybe to have brought him back. I would have tried everything under the sun to have brought him back, because he's useless in Detroit right now.
Right.
Is that what we want? We want to just give Brady like the same old guys and just run them out together until they all decide en masse, like, you know, let's drink the Kool-Aid and put on the Nikes and find our way to the Hall of Fame or whatever alien chip's going to take us away?
Absolutely not. I mean, Belichick has definitely dropped the ball. He's definitely scrambling. You know, he scrambled this year midseason to get some receivers in there. But I don't think Brady's going anywhere. I think he's staying. I think he wanted the obviously the multiple-year contract. And, of course, Belichick nixed it. Kraft probably sat there and said, hey, Brady, listen, trust me. The position's here for you next year. No multiple-year contract from Belichick, obviously, but trust me. In return, Brady said, okay, well, then trust me. You know, give me all these things. You know, give me the, you know, Knicks, the franchise tag and want to be a free agent. So I think it was a give and take with a give and give with the trust me thing. Trust me, and yeah, okay, well, then trust me.
Yeah.
But either way, I think that Brady has done a lot to cover up Bill Belichick's average rosters over the years.
And Bill Belichick has also done a lot with the defense in recent day to cover up for some of the offensive failings as well. And I am a Brady apologist. Steve, thank you for the call. And also, you may want to check the door because either your dog needs to go out or there's someone there delivering a pizza or an Amazon package. So appreciate that. This is the unwinnable argument. This is the Kobayashi Maru, if you will, if you're a Star Trek fan. This is the unwinnable scenario. Is it Belichick that covers up for, helps out, and enables Brady, or is it Brady? That's the stupidest argument in the world. Just work together.
But regardless, you brought up a hypothetical with that caller about Amendola. Do you want to bring back all the players that he's comfortable with and just run them out there till they can't be run out there anymore? And the answer to that question, because I take it seriously, yes, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
I heard Christian Fourier a couple days ago on OMF talking about N'Keal Harry. And he said, look, I think he's got all the tools. He's going to be a great player.
Good block. I heard him talking about the fact that he's a good blocker, too. But so find a way to utilize that.
But he said year three for him to be a really special offensive player.
And that's when someone earlier on the show said, isn't it always the second year when wide receivers make the jump and transition? No, it's year three.
Right. So if the Patriots know that going in, drafting a guy in the first round, that it's going to take him on average 3 years to sort of max out his potential, what are they doing? That timeline does not coincide with the timeline that Tom Brady has right now.
Gilroy, I hate to tell you, but Rob Gronkowski had 10 touchdowns his rookie year, so sometimes pass catchers can make a pretty big impact their first year. Don't let anyone else know, okay? That's just between you and me.
He's the greatest tight end of all time. I'm not saying
N'Keal Harry was Gronk the wide receiver,
really,
but
kind of sounds like you did.
With his height and size, big hands, and compete supposedly for jump balls and 50-50 balls, you would have thought maybe, okay, this guy's going to be something we need in the long term, but right now let's find a way to use his physical gifts to our advantage as we evolve offensively this season. Next thing you know, last year they only had 10 guys go down for the season on IR. They're approaching 20 now. Fifth kicker, third center, God knows who on a rotating cast of pass catchers at wide receiver. It's a different season. And this is the one thing this is a trapping, I think, that a lot of Pats fans fall into because of the continuity of ownership and the coach and the quarterback, who's the greatest of all time. People look at those three and they think this team's going to be just like every other season. Hey, the Pats show up. That's at least 12 wins and an AFC East championship, a first round bye, and a likely AFC championship appearance. Okay, but this team resembles no other team beyond the fact that they have that logo and there are those three in place, period.
Right. It is Sports Radio WEI. Let's grab one more before the break here. Let's go to Peter. Peter's in Jamaica playing. Peter, you're next up here on WEI.
Guys, hi. I've been listening to this for the time forever. I'm pretty ill. But the last 2 weeks of this Tom Brady's talk has to be the most boring talk radio in my lifetime. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Who is he going to go to? Over and over and over again. I mean, no, we're not even talking about, you know, what they're going to do against the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he's here for now. We're 10-2.
Right.
I mean, we got Celtics and Bruins doing great. But I swear to God, I want to beat my head against the wall with all this repetitive. We don't know. Tommy Curran, who cares? Do we know what he's going to do next year? No. So all this hypothesizing It's so boring. It really is.
So, Peter, the Celtics, they're 16-5. They're undefeated at home this year. Are they for real? Is this a team that's building to compete to win a championship potentially, or maybe make the finals this year? Or once they get to the playoffs, is their youth really going to come through and they're going to show their weaknesses?
Well, they're doing all this without Gordon Hayward, you know, and Robert Williams getting better every day. You could talk for the Celtics for half an hour. I don't see how that could hurt. But I listen to sports talk radio 4 hours a day. I'm listening to about an hour and a half a day, and I just can't take it anymore. It's just, I mean, I don't know. Don't you guys get sick of talking about the same old damn thing? Well, every second, every minute.
Welcome to my world, Peter. Thank you very much. Speculating on where Tom Brady's going to go when you've got an important game that could have playoff seeding, the future of Belichick, Brady and the franchise, the AFC East, so much is at stake tomorrow, but instead we're worried about where Tom Brady may or may not be going, if he's even going to play several months from now. You know what, actually? I've got a great idea, everyone. Let's stop talking about Christmas and let's worry about where we're going to have dinner on Valentine's Day or where we're going to drink at St. Patrick's Day.
It's different because Christmas is going to come again next year, Fitzy, and we don't know if Tom Brady is going to be here next year.
You can't guarantee that because North Korea wants to end our joy now.
It's Sports Radio WEI. I see you guys on the line. When we come back, we'll get to more of your phone calls. And yes, was it Peter and JP? I will get in some Celtic stuff. I promise you I will. The clock will not run out on these Boston Celtics, nor will it run out on this program here today. It is Sports Radio WEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
The new ringtone right there, Fitzy? You got that yet? It's downloaded onto your... You got a brand new iPhone. iPhone 11.
You know what that's going to turn into? It's going to be that. And then you can probably just mix that into me crying. When Brady leaves town next year. No, the only time I'm going to do any crying, since I'm enjoying every last little second of this season, or I'm trying to at least...
I'm not going
to
let you do that.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to bring you down.
What do you understand? Is everyone under state media edict to try to make sure that they... Oh, I forgot. That's right. This is sports radio. Being happy or focusing on what's interesting in the moment isn't what sells, but rather speculating on what could potentially happen or that which may be negative enough to needle the fans into calling. That's how this sort of reciprocal, hyperbolic boomerang of nonsense works. My bad.
So listen,
sorry, Coach.
I don't want to get into politics or political here, but I have to say something. Yes. So in the break, I'm doing what I do and I'm seeing if there's any breaking news or whatever. And I see a headline today, and I wish we had the sound of this. But apparently today, Donald Trump said, Trump claims Americans have to flush the toilet 10 to 15 times as opposed to once. The EPA rules need to be reviewed. Now,
what?
As somebody that is, I've traveled internationally, and I will say this, there is better water pressure in other places, but I've never once considered flushing the toilet 10 or 15 times. So I don't know if this is coming from his own personal experience with the White House toilets or what. But he's sitting here. There is sound.
Well, he did call the White House a dump when he moved in.
We have to get this. I mean, he says Americans have to flush the toilet 10 or 15 times as
That's
opposed to just
once. That's
probably
because the people that he's either catering to in the Midwest or the Deep South or he himself,
who enjoys a steady diet of meatloaf and cold hamburgers needs to flush down all the firewood that he's shuttling down the porcelain bowl, for God's sakes. And I almost would rather legitimately discuss our president's bathroom habits, our lack of water pressure in this country, and how much better water pressure is than all these other fabulous countries, then talk about where Tom Brady's going to play next year, because he's not going to be here, when we're staring down a rematch of one of the best regular season games of last year, one of the best AFC championships of all time, and potentially another AFC championship preview. Can we please talk some actual football
so,
here?
So, listen, this caller's on the line. We're going to get to them, but I'll ask you the question. Tomorrow, the Patriots have to score how many points to win? I'm going to say 30, 31 points, right around there. They got to score somewhere right low 30s to win this game.
The same number of points they've needed to score to stay competitive in all these games. They get 27 or more, no brainer.
So where do they go to get them? That's my question.
The point store? Points R Us? Points Pro Shop? Trader Points? Let's see. TB Points? Olympia Point Shop? Wormtown Points and Brewery?
You've got a bottom five red zone offense.
I love this Points and Grill.
Yeah, you got to go
Bar
somewhere.
Pointsy, CBS Points and Scene. Yeah, Patriots Point Shop. Where do they go to get these points?
Yeah, where do they
go?
Good
question. I won't give away my final score. I have, by the way, though, I went through on Patriots.com the game predictions, expert picks for Patriots versus Chiefs.
Sure.
50-50.
Really?
Split. Locally, nationally. You've got guys who I've read, listened to, respected, argued with, and produced content with all over Patriots.com. National writers, local people. Excuse me, I'm getting a little worked up about this. All saying anywhere between, like, Pats 20, Chiefs 17, all the way to, like, Andy Hart, Chiefs 27, Patriots 17. It is split down the middle. I think that is the same locally as it is nationally. Where do the Patriots go for the points tomorrow? Well, upon quick examination of the Chiefs defense, and I'll be as brief as I can, it's a better defense, like I said earlier, than a lot of people think it is. This is not the same defense, just like this isn't the same offense that the Patriots are trotting out from the AFC Championship. This isn't the same defense that the Chiefs are trotting out. It's better. They have a better coordinator with Spagnuolo. They have better personnel along the front line. Frank Clark has proved to be quite an upgrade over D Ford, and also will not probably make the same sort of cataclysmic offside play that brought us, gave us an opportunity to earn a bid to the AFC Championship. Guys like Mike Pennell, who couldn't earn a job as a run stuffer here, are actually stuffing the run out there. Their rush defense is improving. Chris Jones is playing well. Their linebackers are pretty suspect. But the secondary has gotten better. Breland's a pretty good corner, and the Honey Badger is doing a great job at safety for them. He's ball hawking the last couple of weeks. Now, they haven't really played somebody in a while either. Where do you get this defense? The same way you get the Patriots defense, except we have better linebackers. You get them over the middle and short. If they can establish the run early, maybe, as Tom Curran suggested on Twitter just maybe 20 minutes ago, involve your tight ends, who everyone is sleeping on. Use some lumber and some size, involve the tight ends, hit the middle of the field where they're not expecting you to go, then maybe you'll either expand their defense so that you can hammer them with the run later, or they'll start creeping towards the line, and then you sneak in a shot. That's how the Patriots are going to have to get the points. They're going to creep all over, and they're going to double cover and blanket your Edelman and James White. I need some Burkhead. Simplify. Use the guys that you have. These are great ball players. Who scored the final touchdown in that AFC Championship?
Listen, you said who scored it? You tell
Rex
me.
Burkhead.
Good for him. I mean, but it's so
get
irrelevant. You keep looking back at last year. There's a reason why they're not getting him involved. I don't know what that reason is, but you would think that in a season where they're desperately seeking somebody reliable, that they would go out there and they would at least try. They're not even doing that. It's the same damn thing over and over and over again. I feel like we've been sitting here having the same conversation.
The only same damn thing is them not moving the ball enough and them not scoring. But they're trying everything under the sun. Go back to
more hurry up. I want to see more hurry up.
Okay, you want to see more of the offense they went with when they went down 17-3 against Baltimore.
It's worked a few times this year. Yes.
Okay, good.
In the few times that they've actually done it, it's worked. Now, I know it's not something you can do consistently game after game after game, but they've got to do something to get out of this muck that they're in.
Okay.
Because if they don't change it up somehow, right, Fitzy, we're going to be sitting here on the precipice of the playoffs, and you're still not going to have a clue who this team really is.
So, go tempo. Similar offense, that 11 personnel package like it worked against Baltimore.
Yep.
Have some constants and keys. Maybe run James White a couple plays. If he gets gassed, swap in Burkhead. You put Myers over here. You got Sanu in there. And then you got Ben Watson. If they get gassed, just swap these guys and move them as interchangeable parts and just run. Give me that offense. All right, fine. I got a little too nuanced with it. Fine. Let's run a football version of Mike D'Antoni's 7 seconds or less and just challenge the Chiefs and trust that even though their defense is a little better than it's been, that we have the better defense, we as Patriots fans, that the Patriots have a better defense, and if they want to challenge us in that kind of game, go toe for toe with them and just say, you know what? We think our defense is good enough that if we go toe for toe in a spread offense package and go D'Antoni hurry up style football equivalent, we are a field goal better. And that's all they need to be, because I think that's the spread at this point, too.
It is. It's a 3-point spread right now, and you've got the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. I say you put the ball in his hands, you let him run this hurry up, you let him call the shots out there, and you do it because there's nothing else left to do. I'm sorry. You know, you talk about simplification. I don't think from a coaching standpoint they're going to dumb down the offense at this point. They're just not going to do it. What we've seen is what we've seen. You know that Bill Belichick is a creature of habit. He's not going to change the way that he operates because Fitzy thinks he should. Now, I happen to agree with you, but it doesn't make a difference what we think. If you were ever going to dumb down the offense, you would have done it weeks ago.
Yeah. They would have or they should have, but I think that the main point was to try to exhaust every last option, Gilroy. And at this point now, if you're going to come out tomorrow and at 4:25, we're going to see student body Sony left, student body Sony right, and try to like play the game where it's, hey, let's keep the ball away from we know that keeping the ball, the best offense against Patrick Mahomes, or rather the best defense is to keep the ball away from him. And they did that very effectively in the first half of the AFC Championship,
sure,
until in the second half, Andy Reid makes the adjustment and says, let's run a bunch of pick plays, rub roots, and get them over the middle, and they exploded.
They did.
They exploded in the second half.
Yep, they did.
Okay, so imagine they're going to do that again. The Pats will be ready for that. Kansas City is probably expecting the Patriots to try to once again gain confidence and hammer home the point that they don't want to give Mahomes the ball, and they're going to control the game. I say you say, screw it. And at this point, let's say they get in a shooting match. Let's say it's a shootout. And they lose 38-34. I would almost take as much confidence from that as I would a 17-14 win. I said almost, because I would still be much happier with the win.
You want the win, but 17-14 win.
But give me something to grow. 17-14 win is better.
You still have all the same questions, right? You still don't know who this team is.
Yes.
That's the problem for me.
I tell you what. If Baltimore wins, I say you go no huddle the entire game. If Buffalo wins, keep the ball out of Mahomes' hand.
It's Sports Radio WEI. It's Fitzy. It's Gilroy. Room for you guys, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in California. Paul, you're next up here on WEI.
Okay.
Yes, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
here.
Paul. How are
you're
you,
on the air, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be what I'm concerned about in this game with Kansas City. It's a payback game, maybe. And I think, I was listening to what you guys were saying about how Mahomes came back big time with the Andy Reid adjustments in it. I don't know what to say about it. The Patriots are supposed to win in December, and they really didn't look so hot in Houston. I understand that there's been a lot of injuries on both sides of the line, but I also wondered if Tom Brady was kind of like, he was saying early in the year the team's defense is really styling, and I was just kind of wondering, they really do need some turnovers. In this last game against Texans, it didn't seem like they got any, did they?
No, they didn't. As a matter of fact, there were plays, and thank you for the call, Paul, like there were plays like not only were there not turnovers, but they got beat on the same play or variations therein, like knock the ball away from Will Fuller. Next play, Deshaun Watson's able to coach his receiver to make a read as he's on the run and drops a dime into the bucket of stills over Jonathan Jones again. If we're in a game where they're relying on another blocked punt, another special teams play, or just winning the turnover battle, which you can against Mahomes, they did last year in the regular season. If that's what it comes down to, then everyone pucker up. Make sure the beer fridge is stocked, and you may want to tape up those fingernails because tomorrow is going to be tight. But maybe if you just go out there and outplay them on both sides of the ball or get things going, trust the defense and get some tempo on offense, then maybe it becomes the kind of game you can become more emotionally invested in as opposed to doing what all of us have been doing, staring at the TV and screaming, what are you guys doing? what's going on here?
I mean, I know history tells us that the Patriots are the better team, especially this time of the year. It's some stupid record like 42-0 against the AFC when you've got Edelman and Brady. It's crazy.
Like, you say stupid as in like the way kids do, like, yo, that's mad.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
I'm 42-0. The Patriots are 42-0 when Edelman, 42-0 against the AFC
right.
at home when Brady and Edelman are in the starting
lineup. It's a crazy number, right? And there's a bunch of these crazy statistics that you can go over each and every week. That
they're 106-1 whenever they go into halftime with the lead at home. And that one loss, of course, was the 2017 opener against the Chiefs.
But as of today, as of right now, mm-hmm. Kansas City's a better football team. Right now.
Wow.
They are. I mean, I don't think it's even debatable. So there certainly is the possibility that
they're playing better.
Right now, they're playing better.
Yes.
I feel like right now I would have more confidence in the Chiefs' ability. If I'm a fan, a KC fan has more confidence in his team's ability or their team's ability to go into the postseason and have a prolonged run than a Patriots fan could feel right now. I really do.
Today.
Yes.
Today, Junior.
Not tomorrow, not yesterday, today.
Based just on recent play.
Killing you.
Yes.
It's killing you to admit
this. I said
yes. It wasn't easy, though. It's pulling teeth.
Yes.
It's pulling teeth. Let's grab another call here before the break. Let's go to Eric Erickson Winthrop. Eric, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
I kind of agree with Peter and JP. It is sort of a waste to talk about where Brady's going to land, because whatever happens is going to happen no matter what we say. But that being said, let's talk about it some more. I hope to God that if he leaves, he lands in the NFC. Because Belichick-Brady would be the biggest matchup since Luke versus Darth Vader. And if it could happen in the Super Bowl, oh, my God, I get chills just thinking about it.
Well, the problem with that is the Patriots aren't getting to a Super Bowl anytime in the near future once Tom Brady leaves. You know what I mean? It's going to be a prolonged rebuild.
But that being said, I was kind of on board early with dumbing down the offense, but you don't have to make it like drawings in the dirt for these guys. You just can't. Brady cannot expect them to be on the same sort of telepathic level as Edelman or Gronk used to be.
Right.
They need to just give them one or two routes when they go out, and that's what they're going to run. Don't expect them to make reads on the fly that's totally in tune with what Tom's seeing.
Right. I think Gronk ran a lot of seam routes and then corner fades, and that's how he caught his 10 touchdowns. His breakout game, of course, was in late November, I believe, against Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. By the way, the Pats have just been awful on Sunday Night Football the last couple of years.
They have.
0-3 and three ass whoopings to three teams we never would have normally thought they would have received ass whoopings from.
I have to say this, and it's going to pain me to say it. I don't want to say this, but I've been thinking about it for about 2 weeks now. And
go for it.
I know Tom is always, he's always been animated on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new. But the level of frustration this year and the way that he's calling out his young receivers, the way that he's absolutely grilling them out there when they make mm-hmm. a mistake, it reminds me, it's uncomfortably similar to watching what LeBron used to do with the young Cavaliers. So when he was the best player out there dragging a young Cavaliers team to the NBA Finals every year.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. Single-handedly. He would lose his mind going after his teammates, so frustrated that they didn't know what to do at the same level that he did. And it used to kill me because I hate LeBron James, and I'd say, those guys are never going to learn with you teaching them like that, LeBron. They're tuning you out. That's how I felt. And I feel like with Tom, it's almost the same thing. These guys, it's Tom Brady at the beginning of the year, so there's the wow factor, and you listen to him. But the fact is this, if you keep getting screamed at week after week mm-hmm. after week, mm-hmm. eventually, just like our children in the other room, if that's your only parental approach, they'll eventually tune you out.
So you think the new like pre-millennial or whatever the hell, you know, age 20, 21 guys are, man, I've never sounded older. Like, hey, are we going to watch the Netflix later? Hey, there's a tape stuck in, how do you get it to stop flashing 12 on the VCR? So basically you're telling me that like whenever Brady shouts at them in their mind, they're just saying instead of okay boomer, they're like okay Brady.
That's it. They're just blowing them off.
Okay Brady is the new okay boomer. And these guys are like, yeah, I mean, I don't respond to very well. I don't like when people, I'm a competent, reasonably intelligent, you know, at times, you know, like acceptably juvenile man child, you know, mid-40s person, whatever you want to call me. Okay. I'm a semi-grown up. Okay. I don't like being yelled at.
Of course
not. I don't respond because I think, you know what, I'm a grown-ass adult. And these guys are probably thinking, like, I know you're the GOAT. Everyone has to always preface every comment with, like, he's the GOAT, Tom's the greatest of all time, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. But, like, hey, Tom, I've been playing football since I was 8. I went to a D1 school. Or, hey, Tom, I was able to, much like yourself,
be someone that no one believed in and then find my way to the pros as well. So maybe if we could just sort of like talk it out a little bit or practice a little more, as opposed to like maybe you sitting over there on the sidelines, you know, just like tossing tablets, flicking your helmet or screaming at everybody. Okay, I'll be the first to say, Patrick, it does hurt me to say this too. This is definitely vomiting nails through my nose. I've been a little disappointed with how grouchy, grumpy, sulky, pouty, and angry Brady's been as well.
Yeah, it's
and
tough
it's time
to, watch.
To not be that LeBron comp was pretty solid.
Yeah, and I hate LeBron James more than anybody, and I love Tom Brady, but to make that comparison, it pained me. But the fact is this: it's frustration boiling over, and they're not going out. They're not getting a B. There's no other player coming. Gronk isn't coming. They are what they are, and if they don't want to waste maybe the final weeks of Tom Brady in a Patriot uniform, he's got to try a different approach with these guys, because what he's done through the first 12 weeks, it ain't working, Fitzy, and I don't even think that that's debatable. You know? It's not debatable,
no.
Is it? All right.
No, it's fine. It's not. All right? Are you happy there? Right. It took you 2 hours and 43 and a half minutes to get the ultimate concession,
LeBron,
all right?
LeBron James, I don't want
to believe.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I am. It is Sports Radio.
Please isolate that, Drew.
WEEI. When we come back, there's still some time and room left for you guys here, and I will get in. I have to get in. Just a small snippet. It was supposed to be the Celtics hour, then the Celtics...
Hour?
Yeah.
What planet are you from?
It's a three-hour show. Can I get one-third of the show that I host here with you? Is that possible?
Nope. Do you know what people want to talk about right now?
Yes, they want to talk
You're
about...
You're 16-5. They look terrific. If they parlay this into the rest of the season, then the Celtics are supposed to finish 62-20. Probably won't happen, but they're a feel-good story right now. The Patriots are supposed to be going back to the Super Bowl. As currently constituted, they won't be. That's what's moving the needle. That's what we're going to talk about. And when we come back, just to make you happy, because you see most of the show of the Patriots, it's a certain great Celtics birthday, and I've got a little gift for you on the rejoin. Okay? Are you happy?
I'm happy. It is Sports Radio WEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy on WEEI.
I'm getting Larry Bird. Right. No, not Bird. If he's in, I'm out.
What are you? You tell me you know Larry Bird?
Yeah, I don't have to know him. He's from French Lick, Indiana. He's a doofus.
So what? You're from Indiana and you're a doofus.
Yeah, well, I would rather be a doofus from Hanover than a doofus from French Lick, because everyone from Hanover knows that French Lick is the doofus capital of Indiana. Of course, everyone from French Lick thinks it's Hanover. Fuel of a rage and controversy.
Yo, Kevin, how...
Well, so what's it like working with Larry Bird?
Hey, Larry's great. Larry's funny as can be. Boy, yeah. He's got some great jokes. And most of his jokes are about these doofuses from Hanover, Indiana. You ever hear this one? How many guys from Hanover does it take to change a light bulb? It doesn't even matter because they got to drive all the way over to French Lick just to get the light bulb.
There's your Celtic segment here today.
Come on, that's a little bit of everything.
I love that.
Punctuated by the Brady laugh.
Yes.
It's a clip and a great clip from one of the great all-time shows, not just Boston-based shows, one of the great all-time shows in Cheers, which I have highly debated rewatching on Netflix just because
you need to do it.
It's great.
I watched it last year. It's so good.
It's so good, right?
Yep, so good.
And they're talking Larry Bird and Celtics.
Yep.
And you know what? I'll even go further to say, like, Woody Harrelson is probably my favorite underrated actor in America. And so just to hear Woody with some early fastball like that.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Do you have a favorite episode?
Happy 63rd, Larry Legend.
63 years old. He looks like he's 83. He has not aged well.
He was born looking 63.
When you look at he and Magic Johnson, they're the same age. And Magic, fighting AIDS for 30 years, looks phenomenal. Looks like he could hop on the basketball court tomorrow. And Larry, it hasn't gone well for him aging-wise. But I heard Larry on with Christian Fourier last month during his 25 for 25 thing.
That was cool to get him on.
Awesome. Larry was awesome. I could listen to Larry tell stories forever. Like, his stories are the best.
If you think Wade Boggs drank a lot of light beer, a lot of Miller Lite in his day, you should hear some of the stories about Larry Bird.
Yeah. A lot of barroom fights, too. Everything that these guys get in trouble for today because of social media and phones everywhere.
They were celebrated 4 years ago.
Do you have a favorite episode of Cheers?
I don't. That's what bothers me is I don't, and I should.
So
and I have favorite episodes of so many other great sitcoms, but I don't of that.
As a Celtics guy, there's a great one where it's taking place in the old Boston Garden, and Kevin McHale, who's like 7 feet tall with long, lanky arms, he's starring in it, and they have to count the bolts in the garden floor. It is flipping hilarious.
That's awesome.
Dead spots and all. It was just, it's an incredible, incredible show. It was my dad's favorite show. So when I got older, we got to have that in common.
Right.
And now that my dad's gone, it's sort of like my way to
It's emotionally connective comedic tissue, and that's what's so important about that stuff. That's why I'll always love Mel Brooks movies, because thank God I still have my dad. He's not in the shape he used to be. But I'll watch those movies, Clint Eastwood movies, and The Guns of Navarone and The Wild Bunch, and always think of my dad when I do. Guy, we got exactly 2 minutes left tops. We have to sneak in our picks, and we got like 10 calls on the line. Should we give two or three of them? Just say like you have 20 seconds, make a point, and kill them.
Why not? Let's go to Patrick. Pat's in Providence. Pat, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, my favorite Cheers episode is the Jeopardy one with Alex Trebek. But
go. What do you got? Come on, one more.
I was liking this team to the 2009 Circa Patriots. Where Belichick famously said on NFL films, if they double Moss and Welker, we're toast.
Yeah.
If they double Edelman and White out of the backfield, they're toast.
All right, we got to wrap it up with that one.
That's a pretty fair point. Allison wanted to talk about Brady having a concussion. I don't believe that's the case. Chris in North Carolina, Brady's the GOAT.
Yes,
someone up in Maine, somebody over in Fall River, that guy and Bill Ricka. Sorry we couldn't get to you guys. We're out in a minute. What do you got for a score, guy?
31-27. Patriots lose.
Okay, this has been the last Oddballs with Fitzy and Gilroy. Next week, it's back to Gilroy on hoops. You can strangle yourself with the other net that I will not be using to finish myself off tomorrow.
Thought I made a friend.
Okay, no, fair point. Like I said, half the people in the country are picking the Chiefs outright, not just to cover. I have your New England Patriots winning a squeaker, 24-23.
All right, we'll see what happens tomorrow. You guys want to stay tuned. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.